Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, this is funny. I don't know if any of you guys are on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. So over the weekend, I don't know what time she shared it, but a Democrat running for the legislature in Missoula shared a selfie. She was going to, well, somebody else took the picture, so I guess it's technically not a selfie, but whatever. Anyway, she shares this photo of herself going door-to-door campaigning in Missoula, Montana, and she said that she was asking her friends at the doors, who would you rather be stuck on an island with if it was just you and this one other person and you were stuck on an island together? You know, normally the candidate question they'll ask is, hey, if you could have a beer, who would you rather have a beer with, this candidate or that candidate? And obviously you'd rather have a beer with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump doesn't even drink beer, if it came down to Kamala and Donald Trump. But she was asking about the U.S. Senate race here in Montana. And this legislative Democrat, she said, and she shared this via X, she said, who would you rather be stuck on an island with, Tim Sheehy or John Tester? And I was like, oh, man. In fact, I had to include the Joker, John Jackson from X on this one. I was like, oh, man, John, she just put the ball on the tee for us right here. I mean, look, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, let's put this aside for just a moment, or whether you're a former Democrat who's thinking about finally voting Republican for the first time ever because of the insanity facing this country right now, who would you rather be stuck on an island with? You've got a Navy SEAL who's been through survival training, probably pretty intense SEER school training, survival training, right? So he knows how to survive, knows how to build shelter. He's productive. He knows how to make things, knows how to prop. You know, versus like the swamp hippopotamus John Tester, who will clean out all of your supplies. You will have no supplies left. He will consume all the resources. Just like, really, this is the question you're asking people. Okay, you're going to be stuck on an island. It's going to be about survival. Who would you rather be stuck on an island with? A Navy SEAL who knows how to survive, who's done survival training, or this Washington swamp creature who has failed this country, who would finish off all of these stores, all of these supplies. You would have no supplies left whatsoever. I mean, talk about a competition for resources there. It's no question who you'd rather be stuck on an island with. All right, let's see. We got a lot of important stuff to talk about here on this Monday morning here with about, 8 days to go until the election. 8 days to go. We're going to have plenty of time to take your phone calls this morning. Plus, we're going to mix it up, of course, coming up in about 1 hour. We've got your business news with Evelyn Pyburn from the Big Sky Business Journal. Some very cool business news for disabled veterans that we're going to sneak in the 7 o'clock hour as well. My friend Adam Gilbertson with RDO Equipment's going to be in the house, along with Hal from Knife River. And then the USS Billings crew, the sailors from the USS Billings, are in Billings, Montana. Today they'll be in studio later on in the 9 o'clock hour.
Securing America.
The investigation into the leak of U.S. intelligence documents concerning Israel's military plans towards Iran continues. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio appearing on Fox News Sunday offering what he thinks happened.
Has to be someone who was working in the U.S. government that had access to that information, that either gave it to someone who put it out there or put it out there directly.
Rubio says the leak was a deliberate attempt to undermine Israel.
And by extension, the national security of the United States.
The chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Congressman Mike Turner of Ohio, said on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that the leak was an act of sabotage.
The FBI is looking at this as a criminal act of espionage,
which Turner says could potentially harm American individuals in the Middle East.
We have service members who are in the area and also Israel itself.
Senator Rubio says the bottom line on the leak is
it's treason and it should be prosecuted as such.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny breaks and some developing clouds around the area today, we'll also see some showers possible, mainly late this afternoon. High temperature readings will stay from around 47 degrees in the Bozeman area to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, looking at some rain showers, turning to snow shower chances in Bozeman, with lows in the upper 20s, lows near 40 expected in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
It'll be the last full week before the November election, so you know we're going to have some phone lines open for you so that you get a chance to be heard all across Montana. We'll make sure we do that in the week ahead. Plus, coming up on Monday, we're going to have a quick visit by the U.S. Navy crew from the USS Billings. That'll be Monday, plus time for your phone calls and much more. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk the last full week before the election. We take you statewide, 9 to 10, Monday through Friday.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, speaking of Liberal Senator John Tester, speaking of flip-flop, flat-top, the phony, fake, moderate, oh man. Now, this is a big story. This is a huge story. If the tables were turned, this story would be blanketing the media in Montana. If the tables were turned, this story would be all over the TV stations, websites. They would have had it in their, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock news last night. They would have had it on the 10 o'clock news. It would be on the morning show, repeating about 4 different times this morning. All of the newspapers would have it. But this is a story about John Tester. This is a story about John Tester lying. This is a story about law enforcement calling out John Tester for lying. So this was, I started having some friends up on the High Line message me and say, hey, did you see what the Roosevelt County Sheriff just put out? So Roosevelt County, for those of you who don't know, it's a very blue county, a lot of Democrat voters in Roosevelt County. Roosevelt County is the heart of the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. You've got Wolf Point. The sheriff for Roosevelt County lives in Poplar. And Poplar is, of course, home of the tribal council and the tribal leadership there. So the Roosevelt County sheriff took to Facebook in a post that has already been shared at least 100 times. And he says that he has contacted... Well, you know what? Let me just read it for you. Let me just read the full post here from the Roosevelt County Sheriff. This is on our Montana Talks website right now. He says this. This is Roosevelt County Sheriff Jason Frederick. He says, I am not supporting either candidate, but as your sheriff, I must inform you this recent campaign ad for John Tester is false and misleading. I have reached out to his office with no response. My question is, where is this $1.8 million in funding for Roosevelt County law enforcement? I have reached out to the commissioners, to the Wolf Point mayor, and the tribal chief of police. Nobody knows anything about this $1.8 million.
Our citizens in Roosevelt County are suffering in every way because of drugs. I know 1.8 million would sure help us with many issues here in Roosevelt County. Now, what he's referring to is the John Tester campaign sent out these campaign flyers, and it was a template that apparently was used all across the state. It was kind of like, remember when the John Tester campaign took out these campaign ads in weekly newspapers about the hospitals closing down, and then the hospitals got pissed, and the hospitals like, hey, no, we're not shutting down, and no, don't believe John Tester's campaign ad. Now you've got sheriffs saying the same thing. Hey, don't believe John Tester's campaign ads. So John Tester's campaign, they mail out a flyer to Roosevelt County saying, John Tester delivered $1.8 million for law enforcement. Well, you've been in office about 30 years. $1.8 million wouldn't even be that much. But apparently he didn't even deliver the $1.8 million. And this isn't just coming from the Roosevelt County Sheriff, because apparently a similar campaign ad was sent out by John Tester's campaign to Park County. Those of you listening in Livingston right now, 1340 KPRK, with a similar thing. John Tester delivered blah, blah, blah for law enforcement for Park County, Montana. And Park County Sheriff Brad Bickler also now calling out John Tester for lying in his campaign ads. He says, quote, in all of the years I have been sheriff, Senator Tester has never reached out to me or my office to show support for us in any way. Ouch. Could you imagine if he said that about a Republican? Could you imagine if the Roosevelt County Sheriff was talking about a Republican? God, be all over the news. But some of you are thinking, Aaron, how come I'm just hearing this for the first time? Because that's why Montana Talks is here, to give you the news stories that the fake news media refuses to report. It's part of what we do. I mean, this is just absolutely shameful here. Park County Sheriff says this. Here's his full post here. We have all been bombarded with political ads this election season, and I usually try to ignore most of them. With that being said, I cannot let this one go. This ad put out by Senator Tester's campaign is very misleading. In all of the years I've been sheriff, Senator Tester has never reached out to me or my office to show support for us in any way. Furthermore, any funding, quote, that has been procured for the sheriff's office has come from the hard work of our grant writer. Poaching a photo of one of the sheriff's office vehicles and running a misleading ad is not something I can leave unaddressed. Now, this is where Sheriff Bickler goes even further. I told you, the Roosevelt County Sheriff, it's a very blue county, so he says, look, I'm not I'm not going to tell you to support either one of these candidates here. Well, the Park County Sheriff says very clearly this, quote, this is one reason that I and many other law enforcement professionals in Montana will be supporting Tim Sheehy this election cycle. And anyway, you can see that full story at montanatalks.com right now. Full story. Another one. I finally saw one of these I saw a campaign commercial over the weekend. I'm laughing, though, because we got a message from Tim and Savage. He says, I just opened the app on my tablet, and the Spanish language tester ad played. We had several callers say that there are ads supporting open border liberal John Tester, and they're in Spanish. And Tim and Savage says, I just opened the app and I heard a Spanish language ad for John Tester. Oh, man. All right. But anyway, I'll tell you about the ad that caught my eye over the weekend after this.
Democracy 24.
Former President Trump says that he would use tariffs as a major tool to even the trade playing field and open markets to U.S. products. Economists widely see tariffs as a tax on the consumer. However, the former president arguing, while talking with a Bloomberg moderator, that tariffs are incentives.
The higher the tariff, the more likely it is to have them come into the country.
The higher the tariff, the more you're going to put on the value of that those goods, the higher people are going to pay in shops.
Ready? The higher the tariff, the more likely it is that the company will come into the United States and build a factory in the United States so it doesn't have to pay the tariff.
Former President Trump is threatening 60 to 100% tariffs on China until they open their markets to U.S. products. He wants a 10% tariff across the board on products, and in some cases, 20%. He believes it will not push up prices because prices did not rise the last time he imposed tariffs. At the White House, Edward Lawrence, Fox Business.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny breaks and some developing clouds around the area today, we'll also see some showers possible, mainly late this afternoon. High temperature readings will stay from around 47 degrees in the Bozeman area to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, looking at some rain showers, turning to snow shower chances in Bozeman, with lows in the upper 20s, lows near 40 expected in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, the story has now gotten national news attention. Many in the Montana media completely ignored the story, but you heard it first right here with Montana Talks. We reported it at MontanaTalks.com. A Democrat Party operative has now been fired after being caught on camera tampering with a ballot drop box in Glacier County, Montana. You heard it first. MontanaTalks.com. Make sure you get the Montana Talks app on your smartphone.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, next week, voters in Colorado will make the final decision on two anti-agriculture policy measures, prohibition of slaughterhouses and prohibition of fur products. More specifically, initiated Ordinance 309, more commonly referred to as the Denver slaughterhouse ban, would shut down existing and future livestock processing operations in Denver beginning in January of 2026. ASI President and Wyoming rancher Brad Boner says that initiated Ordinance 309 is just another activist attack on animal agriculture.
All this comes down to the activist side of our population, and this particular animal activists who you know, don't think we should be eating meat and all those kinds of things. And we can have that conversation, but at the end of the day, we got to feed people, right? And if we don't have a food supply, things get bad in a hurry.
Today, there's only one slaughterhouse operating in Denver's city limits, Superior Farms, which is the largest lamb processor in the U.S. Like other employees, operation manager Isabel Batista is a partial owner in the company and says they're proud of the work they do and that shutting down the plant would be a devastating blow to the Denver community and the U.S. sheep industry.
They don't realize how much damage are they going to make to many different groups of people, not just Superior Farms, not the 160 employees that we have here. But what about the ranchers? What about the local vendors that we have? There are many, many that are going to be affected by this.
And those in opposition also say if passed, initiated Ordinance 309 could set a very dangerous precedent for other U.S. cities and states. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Attention, pulse and oilseed crop producers.
Applying Somnolin 10G this fall can be an excellent option for control of broadleaf and grassy weeds in next year's crops. A fall application of Somnolin 10G allows great flexibility of planting options for lentils and garbanzo beans to label oiled seed crops, including camelina. Rotating to a Group 3 herbicide allows for extended residual weed control, including glyphosate, sulfonylurea resistant biotypes. Contact your local distributor to schedule your fall application of Somnolin 10G.
Always read and follow label directions.
From Gowan Company.
Ready for a real PRF partner? At Ag Risk Advisors, this isn't our first rodeo. We are one of the most experienced in pasture rangeland forage. Honesty, commitment, trust. Many companies use these words. At Ag Risk Advisors, we earn them.
The deadline to enroll in pasture rangeland forage insurance is December 1st. Visit PRFAdvisors.com to enroll.
Well, according to AgriPulse this morning, more illnesses have been reported in an ongoing E. coli outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. While federal agencies haven't confirmed one source of the outbreak, early traceback data has pointed to sliced onions as a likely source. Last week, Taylor Farms of California issued a voluntary recall for some onion products from its Colorado facility out of concern for possible E. coli contamination. And several fast food chains, including Taco Bell, KFC, and Burger King, announced they have also stopped using onions from Taylor Farms in select stores as a result. On Friday, McDonald's confirmed that slivered onions from the Colorado Taylor Farms facility were distributed to about 900 stores across the region. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah, you know we've got it. You know we've got the highlights from President Trump's rally at Madison Square Gardens. Man, that is incredible. They could have sold out Madison Square Gardens twice with the people in New York City that wanted to get there to show support for President Donald J. Trump. I've got some highlights we'll share with you here shortly. I did see we got an email from Nancy in Roundup here. My show prep is all smashed together, though, so it's going to be a little hard for me to find it here. I'll pull it out of the stack of stuff here at some point. All right, another big story that we got to get to for you here this morning. I was like, which story do we start with? Do we start with the Montana sheriffs who are calling out liberal Senator John Tester for lying? Liberal Senator John Tester claiming that he funded law enforcement, claiming that he brought $1.8 million to Roosevelt County, to basically to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation, when he didn't. The sheriff says, God, we could really use that help. Where's this $1.8 million that John Tester is claiming he sent our way? Because we haven't seen it. And remember, and I included this in the story that's on our Montana Talks website as well. Remember this. John Tester has also been called out by tribal leaders for failing to fund federal law enforcement on our reservations as well. So you got local law enforcement saying, hey, we didn't get squat from John Tester. And meanwhile, you've had tribal leaders like the Fort Belknap tribal leader say, hey, yeah, you sent a letter, but we have seen no more federal law enforcement on our reservations. They're being hammered by the Mexican drug cartels. You had a Fort Peck council member testify before Congress last April that the Mexican drug cartels are the ones responsible for this meth and for this fentanyl. They're targeting kids on our reservations. They're deliberately targeting Native American women. And yet, John Tester has been called out by tribal leaders for failing to provide federal law enforcement. Now he's being called out by sheriffs for lying in his campaign commercials. Absolutely pathetic. And look at the way the liberal Montana media is refusing to cover this story. Give it a couple of days. They might do like some story where they cover for John Tester. But no. This is just crazy. The amount of lying coming from John Tester's campaign, and they've got all the money in the world right now to be able to pump these lies out left and right. Did you guys see, speaking of lying, did you guys see this desperate attack ad by John Tester? John Tester is attacking Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, the Bronze Star for Valor Purple Heart recipient, I should add. They trotted out. Did you guys see the ad with the guy with the ponytail? Yeah, because the guy with the ponytail is going to... Oh, yeah, wait. The guy with the ponytail didn't even get the memo. Hey, you're supposed to dress up like the Onion, and you actually look at the whole story. You look at what everybody said, what the left was saying. You read the whole story, and you're like, wow, Tim Sheehy took a bullet for his men. And then he stayed quiet about it in order to continue to protect the men who he served with and was serving alongside him. Wow. It made people like Tim Sheehy even more. His poll numbers grew even higher after this hit piece from, who was it? Was it the New York Times or the Washington Post at the time? And then, of course, the liberal media piled on. And Tim Sheehy's numbers went even higher. Well, they're so desperate now with John Tester continuing to be behind in the polls that they're recycling the same phony attacks that they threw up 6 months ago. But this time they claim they have something new. Well, now that liberal and never Trumper park ranger guy, well, he's speaking out publicly. Well, Lottie freaking da, who cares if the guy's speaking out publicly? We told you who he was 6 months ago. He's a never Trumper wacko. with partisan ambitions. So he has zero credibility. And he's given conflicting testimony, so he doesn't have any, you know, relevance here anyway. But then they say, well, here's a Navy SEAL who trained with Tim Sheehy. This is the ponytail guy that I'm referencing. First off, there's guys that actually served with Tim Sheehy, guys like Navy SEAL Bo Reichenbach, who lost his legs in service to this country, who said Tim Sheehy was there when I got wounded, and is more than happy to endorse Tim Sheehy. This guy, this ponytail guy, wasn't even in the same unit as Tim Sheehy. He admits that he doesn't even know whether Tim Sheehy got shot or not. But boy, is he more than willing to hop on a Democrat campaign commercial attacking Tim Sheehy. Well, The Hill came out with a piece over the weekend. In a social media post from April, but later deleted, the ponytail guy expressed delight over what he considered Tim Sheehy's unimpressive fundraising report. And then he uses a terminology that I can't. He uses terms that even John Jackson, the Joker from X, wouldn't use on the airwaves here. Campaign finance records show that Ponytail Boy is a registered Democrat, has given money to liberals such as Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren. He also gave money to Barack Obama's 2008 and 2012 presidential campaigns. And he gave money to Chuck Schumer's Senate Majority PAC. This is the guy who the fake news media in Montana has trotted out to try to make this story, this hit piece against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy look credible. They look even more desperate. They look even more pathetic. All right. 406-294-0970 is the number for you if you want to call in or if you want to wait. I've got several highlights from the Trump rally at Madison Square Gardens that we can start rolling into right after this. We got Hulk Hogan. We got J.D. Vance. We got Vivek Ramaswamy. And, of course, the man himself, Donald J. Trump.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I found it. I should have known it was at the bottom of the stack because it was one of the first things I printed up this morning here. Nancy in Roundup sent us an email earlier this morning. She says the Trump rally yesterday in New York City was a huge success. New Yorkers, like all normal thinking Americans, want their city and country back. We are hearing rumors about the 2028 presidential campaign. J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard is a duo for the GOP. Tulsi has officially become a Republican. Only 8 days to a win for us. Like our revolution, the Trump win will be a shot heard around the world. That's the message there from Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, thanks for that message. Jay in Billings messaged us as well. He says, this has got to be the 9 o'clock news lead. And three cheers for the thin blue line. Thank you for your service, Jay. Thank you. Yeah, and thanks to all who've served. Jay was referring to that story that we shared at the top of the hour where sheriffs here in Montana are calling out John Tester for lying in his campaign ads about funding for law enforcement. They're saying he's claiming that he delivered this funding for law enforcement that they never got. So that is definitely a big story. Yeah, we're definitely going to have to bring that one up later on in the 9 o'clock hour and get reactions from callers, that's for sure. Although the top of the 9 o'clock hour, that's when our friends from the USS Billings will be in studio. But we'll have plenty of time after that, take phone calls and share the big news of the day and much more. All right, let's take you to Madison Square Gardens. I'm going to start with a longer clip of President Trump at the rally, and then we can do some more of the quick hits here this hour if we have time. If not, we can mix it into the 7 and 8 o'clock hours as well.
But we're just not running against Kamala. I think a lot of our politicians here tonight know this. She means nothing. She's purely a vessel. That's all she is. When you see her up there talking about the grass on my front lawn. I grew up in a middle-class neighborhood, and I had grass on my front lawn. Yeah, but we're asking, what would you do to fix the country? And why didn't you do it yet? Almost 4 years. Why didn't you do this stuff? Now she's, you know, she's becoming more MAGA than those politicians I just told you about from the different states. She can't put two sentences together. She's just like, she's really just like, in many ways, Crooked Joe Biden. And she never said to us, she never told us that Joe was not functioning properly. She should have. Because, you know, we're talking about the life of the most important country in the world. We need very smart people. We're running against something far bigger than Joe or Kamala and far more powerful than them, which is a massive, vicious, crooked, radical left machine that runs today's Democrat Party. They're just vessels. In fact, they're perfect vessels because they'll never give them a hard time. They'll do whatever they want. I know many of them. It's just this amorphous group of people. But they're smart and they're vicious. And we have to defeat them. And when I say the enemy from within, the other side goes crazy. Becomes a sound. Oh, how can he say? No, they've done very bad things to this country. They are indeed the enemy from within. But this is who we're fighting. These are the people who are doing such harm to our country with their open border policies, record-setting inflation, Green New Scam, and everything else that they're doing. But we're not going to let it happen any longer. We're going to have the biggest victory in the history of our country on November 5th. It's going to be the biggest victory in history. We're going to make America great again, everybody.
Yeah, that seemed to be the big picture from President Trump. I don't know how long he spoke at Madison Square Gardens, but I know everywhere he goes, the man is on his feet for an hour plus. And by the way, somebody was telling me the Joe Rogan interview, that was also massive. Here's Donald Trump. He does this full sit-down interview with Joe Rogan on Joe Rogan's podcast. Apparently they sat down for, what, 3 hours? And Donald Trump didn't even need to take a break. Didn't even take a need to, you know, can I just run to the little boy's room for just a couple of minutes? Didn't even need to do that, apparently. Could you imagine if Joe Biden tried to sit down with Joe Rogan for 3 hours? I mean, Kamala Harris wouldn't have lasted 3 minutes. I mean, he would have asked her one question and she would have melted down. But anyway, yeah, Donald Trump apparently didn't even need to take a little break to the boy's room there. Here's something else. Here's another kind of longer clip that we've got ready for you here. We'll do some of the quick hits later in the morning. Vivek Ramaswamy, I loved what he had to say about how our country right now is in the middle of a national identity crisis. You know, because you think about it. Look at how bad things have been these last 4 years. Look at the COVID craziness and what the Democrats did to Montana. Look at what the Democrats did to this country. And then look at what they continue to do. Look at this radical CI-128, this radical initiative that would basically put abortion on demand all the way up until the 9th month of pregnancy. I mean, this is just crazy evil stuff that the left is pushing right now, and they're using deceptive practices to do it. But you wonder, how could 40% of the people even support John Tester with what he's done to this country? How could 38% of Montanans even support Kamala Harris with what she has done to this country? How could it even be close to a 50-50 race in parts of this country right now?
And I'll tell you something about my generation. We are lost. We are hungry to be part of something bigger than ourselves. Yet we can't even answer what it means to be an American today. We're in the middle of a national identity crisis. Faith in God, patriotism, hard work, family. These things have disappeared, only to be replaced by wokeism and transgenderism, climatism, COVIDism, depression, anxiety, fentanyl, suicide. These are symptoms of a deeper void of purpose and meaning in our country. And right now, we need to step up and fill that void with our own vision. Answer, what does it mean to be an American in the year 2024? It means we believe in the ideals of 1776. It means we believe in merit, that the best person gets the job regardless of their skin color, that you get ahead in this country, not on the color of your skin, but on the content of your character and your contributions. That's why we're done with the woke DEI agenda, bringing in meritocracy to America. It means...
All right, now let's hold it right there with Vivek Ramaswamy. There's about another minute or so of that clip that I grabbed for you this morning, and you're going to want to hear the rest, because he says, okay, well, what is our vision then, and how do we communicate what our vision is? And it's a great response to that very question that he poses. I'll share that here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's sneak in a caller. We got Tim in Billings on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. I've seen a couple of podcasters and some other people who wouldn't be considered part of the legacy mainstream media, and they're all kind of saying the same thing, that Trump's long-form interview, sit down with Joe Rogan, 3 hours, sit down, you know, ask a question, actually have the time to answer it. If he doesn't answer it, bring him back to it. That is going to be the new norm for the expectancy of a political candidate. If you cannot do that, you're not the type of quality candidate that people are going to want. If you can't answer questions, they don't care about the 30-second sound bites. I know Bongino says campaigns are about snapshots and sound bites. That's true as a past. And I think people are going to demand from now on, They're not gonna listen to the mainstream legacy media and these little short snippets. They want to hear these people's ideas. They want to hear them articulate their ideas, you know, in a conversational form. Because if you just want a puppet who can go up there and remember their lines and spew them out, put your nickel in the marionette and the Nickelodeon, and have the puppet dance around and record, you know, play the record in the back of it, then that's what our politicians in the past have been. Donald Trump has broken the rules by going on, not just Joe Rogan, but all of these other podcasts. Because Joe Rogan's the biggest and one of the most popular. And there's people out there who will have heard Donald Trump actually speak for the first time, probably ever, when it comes to a political context, by going on Joe Rogan. And I think these politicians are going to be beating Joe Rogan and Sean Ryan and Theo Vaughn and... all these people, they're going to be beating their doors down, begging to go on their show so they can get their full message out.
Well, it's the authenticity. That's the thing about Donald J. Trump that shows through, especially with Joe Rogan. He's authentic. There's authenticity there. And the phoniness of Kamala Harris, the phoniness of John Tester. I mean, yeah, imagine if you were one of these guys that had never watched Donald J. Trump in a long-form format before, and all you see is what CNN tells you. And then you watch him in a long-form format, and you're like, wow, this guy's the real deal. All right, Tim, thanks for the call.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, Dan Scavino's worked for President Trump forever. Years, decades. And he put something out with all of this rhetoric that is about, you know, Trump and Hitler and Trump and Stalin and Trump and Mussolini and Trump a Nazi and Trump a fascist. You know, we just had two would-be assassins. One got shots off and came within a millimeter of assassinating Donald Trump. Do these people not understand? What part of that are they missing? We had a would-be assassin. For this to be going on is disgusting. It is repulsive. This is their closing argument because they can't run on, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Because nothing is better off than 4 years ago.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, autumn leaves, they're beautiful until they start clogging up your gutters. You're busy enough this season without having to get up on a ladder, that horrible, dirty job, and clean out your gutters. Whether you're tired of unclogging your gutters or you don't even know what they look like, well, it's time for a permanent solution to protect your biggest investment, your home, and that is Leaf Filter. And right now, you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Hannity. Now, clogs aren't just a nuisance. They can cause extensive water damage. Let Leaf Filter's trusted pros help protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and much more. They're going to clean out, realign, seal your gutters before they even install leaf filter and their award-winning patented technology. Never get on a ladder and clean out those gutters again with leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Get your free inspection up to 30% off your entire purchase. Go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's leaffilter.com/Hannity today. See representative for warranty details.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We all know the story, or at least we think we do. I'm speaking of the Great Recession, the downturn in 2008 and 2009. It took us so long to recover from. It was those stupid builders. They built too many homes. Places like Kalispell and Big Sky and the Bitterroot Valley. And then prices crashed and no one was buying anything. Everyone still calls it the housing bubble. Better to call it a housing credit bubble. The spectacular collapse of companies like Lehman Brothers exposed the huge risks that had built up over years of super loose credit standards for mortgages. And the sudden tightening of credit standards that followed were toxic to growth across the entire economy. Based on what has happened since, it's clear that we weren't building too much housing after all. Housing prices, as we all know, pushed right past those so-called bubble highs. There were more sellers than buyers in the years after 2008, yes, but it was because demand cratered, not because we had too many homes. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Hot.com. Use my name as your promo code, Clay.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got a message here from Evan in Belt referencing this story on our Montana Talks website. Exposed the partisan Democrats behind this anti-Tim Sheehy ad in Montana. Liberal Senator John Tester attacking the service record of Navy SEAL Tim Sheehy, and he's using a couple of phonies in his commercial, a couple of partisan Democrats to launch this attack on Tim's Navy SEAL service. Evan in Belt says this, so John Tester is in so much desperation, he is putting out false ads against Tim Sheehy to try to cast doubt on his great military record. Well, here is something you shouldn't doubt. John Tester has supported abortion up to birth, snuffing out a life before that little child could ever have the chance to serve our country. This is not a reproductive right. It is flat-out murder. Think about this man's true record before you fill out that little oval, and consider the fact all these things he's promising have not happened in the last 18 years. Do you think they will happen now? Hell no, Evan in Belt wrote. Evan, thanks for that message. Let's see, back to it here. This is a Vivek Ramaswamy who spoke at the Trump rally at Madison Square Gardens last night, and he was talking about this national identity crisis that our country is facing right now. And he was talking about, you know, the younger generation and how confused the younger generation is, but how we need to be done with this woke DEI agenda. And part of that is also communicating what our vision of America is.
It means we believe in the rule of law. And I say this as the kid of legal immigrants to this country. That means your first act of entering this country cannot break the law. And that is why if we've had the largest influx of illegals into this country in American history, we will have the largest mass deportation in American history. That is not racist or xenophobic. That is what it means to stand for the rule of law in the United States of America. It means we believe in self-governance, that the people we elect to run the government, for God's sake, ought to be the ones who actually run the government, not unelected bureaucrats in the deep state that are running the show today. So you want another mass deportation? Let's get 3 million federal bureaucrats out of the D.C. bureaucracy. That's the mass deportation that saves the country.
There you go. I love that last part right there, especially these woke federal bureaucrats who are constantly undermining the American people. Great message there by Vivek Ramaswamy. You know, you think about, you know, here's John Tester trying to kick veterans in the teeth. John Tester, who never served a day in his life. But boy, he loves to attack those who have served. Well, I'll tell you what, if you've been, if you're a veteran and you've been kicked in the teeth,
You got a lot of dental problems. You got several missing or failing teeth. Let me tell you, you've got about, what, 2 weeks to act. You got about 2 weeks to act here. Let me look at my calendar. Before Veterans Day, November 11th, before Veterans Day, our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental are going to select a winner. Actually, you've got exactly 2 weeks to act. Less than 2 weeks. Our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental, this is incredible. They're donating $50,000 worth of their services for dental implants. So if you're a veteran or if you know a veteran, you can nominate yourself or you can nominate a veteran. If you know a veteran, somebody who's got a lot of dental problems, a lot of teeth problems, missing teeth, failing teeth, or maybe you're a veteran who's got dentures and you're sick of those things. You know, you can't even go out to dinner and eat the food that you want to eat for dinner because you're afraid that your teeth are going to fall out. I'm telling you, nominate a veteran today. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, and they're going to select one veteran to get this $50,000 worth of dental implant services free of charge. So nominate a veteran today. Check it out. So cool that Yellowstone Family Dental is providing this service. Really just life-changing service. All right, we'll get back to business and more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour here on this Monday.
Bullet points.
I'm Eben Brown. There's been a growing movement over the past decade to restore civil rights to convicted felons after they've completed their prison sentences. Even Florida voters in 2018 voted in favor of restoring voting rights to felons who've served their time. But what about restoring Second Amendment rights? Felons lose their rights to bear arms, too, upon conviction. Now, some felons are challenging such laws, citing the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision, which mandates gun control laws be rooted in tradition or history. Thomas Jean Rael of Colorado was convicted in 2022 of possessing a firearm as a prior offender. But Colorado's second highest court now rules the state's laws keeping freed felons disarmed is constitutional, despite Rael's claim the law violates Bruin. A federal appeals court hearing a different case had also ruled similarly. And those are your bullet points. I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.